Hi, this is Michaela from Customer Support. How may I assist you?
Hi, what company is this?
This is a third-party call center. We help assist with over 400 companies and products.
Okay, because I have a couple of things coming out of my checking account, and I'm not certain what company you're coming from. How do I find out what company it is?
We can get your zip code and first and last name and see if we have an account for you.
Okay. my zip code is 43614.
Okay.
And my first name is Atanya, A-T-A-N-Y-A. My last name is Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S.
Okay, I do have a Atanya Hayes. Could you verify the shipping address?
3526 Woodbine Drive, Toledo, Ohio, 43614.
Okay, one moment. The account is just loading for me. Sorry, system's just loading a little slow today. Okay, I do have your account here. I see this account was opened on November the 29th. It looks like you entered into our drawing for a chance to win the KitchenAid initially, which was the mixer. Initially entering into that drawing, it informs you that if you review the terms and conditions, it informs you the $574 that you pay is an entry fee to enter that drawing, and which also will substitute as a shipping charge in the event that you do win that initial entry. If you don't win that first initial entry, it also informs you that you are entered into a bigger drawing for a better chance at winning the item that you entered the drawing for. But there is a monthly fee of that of $67.32. Which by paying that fee, you're entered into the drawing and you also get a $125 gift voucher to use to purchase different gadgets on the website.
Okay, how do I cancel that? I'm going to reverse this from my bank because I was not aware of this. There's no way I would do this, and it did not say that. And if it did say it, it was at the bottom of this six-page document that you click on. I am not doing this. I'm going to reverse this. So how do I get out of this?
So I can go ahead and cancel it for you now. As stated, all you have to do is call in and cancel to prevent being charged. And as a courtesy, we can offer you a 50% refund of that charge. Just because in the event that you do dispute the charge, what typically happens is they contact us, we inform them of our terms, they validate all the information on the account, and then they will deem the charges valid because it's not considered fraud unless, of course, someone stole your card information or something of that nature.
My bank isn't like that. I'm sorry. My bank is not like that. All I have to do is call my bank and say, reverse this charge. This is not what I agreed to. It was given to me as false pretense. They give me a whole document I have to fill out and state my reasoning. So I'm not going to agree to 50% off. I want 100% reverse. Only thing I agreed to was the $5.74, and that's what I will tell my bank on that document, and they will reverse the whole amount, even after contacting you. And after so many people call with this, you are going to get a red flag for fraud. So
if information is in the terms, then it's not considered fraud. If it's on the page, I understand if you may have overlooked it, but that's not
fraud. Because it is considered fraud, ma'am. I have a law degree. So, no, I do not have to read six pages of a document to see someplace that it says 60 that I have to pay this amount every month, and all you're telling me is I have to pay this for an entry. So, no, that's not true. Pardon me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. What were you getting ready to say?
Yes, so I did cancel out your account, and I was authorized to go ahead and fully refund that charge for you as a courtesy. Would you like to take down the confirmation number that this account was canceled?
Yes, I would. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, and what is that confirmation number?
So it is first the letter C as in Charlie, 263-063-705.
LC as in Charlie, 263-063-705. And that's for the cancellation confirmation, correct?
Yes, ma'am, and that just confirms your account was canceled and there won't be any attempts to bill in the future. The refund may take 3 to 5 business days, sometimes it's sooner, as that's dependent upon your banking institution. You also may have gotten an email with the confirmation of the refund. We also just advise to be sure to read the terms and conditions when placing on orders online. Was there anything else that I could have assisted you with today?
No, that is it. And what was the name of this company again?
This is a third-party call center. The company product from was, one second, the website would be True Products for Less. The membership you had was through the Consumer Gadgets Club.
Okay, I'm writing all that down. All right, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.